The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
At 5.5 pounds, she's a very small baby to represent such a big number. Danica Mae Camacho, born in the Filipino capital of Manila just before midnight, has been chosen by the United Nations to symbolize the 7 billionth human on the planet. As you probably know, today is the point when the world would, we think, hit the magic mark of 7 billion people. So welcome to our latest fellow human. And while many fear an increase in numbers means a decrease in sustainability, there's at least one country that's encouraging more births. Australia gives parents $5,000 as a reward for giving birth. Reporting from our partner, the BBC, Duncan Kennedy has been at a maternity hospital overnight to be there with the 7 billionth baby.
Alice Sarah Harmony, born at 6:31 today, the 31st of October, 2011. I'm here at the King Edward Memorial Hospital in Western Perth, inside its maternity unit, where Sarah Harmony has just given birth to Alice. She and Michael are still recovering from this special event. She doesn't know it, but Alice is a milestone baby. She'll go down in history as a 7 billionth person, just like all the others to arrive on this exceptional moment in human development.
If it's possible to put into words and thoughts, what's on your mind now?
I'm very tired. Very, very tired because I went into labour. I haven't slept for 48 hours. So that's the first thing, actually, and I don't think I'm going to have time to absorb it all until later. Take her home. But it's amazing.
And what about the whole idea of this being a 7 billionth baby?
Well, I only found out that a couple of days ago, and yeah, I guess there's a lot of people in the world. Special.
Do you feel positive now, coming into a world of 7 billion people?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think it's just evolution, and I feel very positive. I've kind of always said the glass is half full anyway, so, you know, I've got to have an opportunity to be a mum.
And Dad, your thoughts at this point?
It's very emotional, very happy. It's amazing, yeah. That was nothing, and then it's just there, yeah.
And your view on her being 7 billionth person.
I think it's great. It's really good, yeah.
It's great.
I mean, I like being alive, and I think it's good that she can be alive and experience life, and it's a beautiful world, yeah. Everything's good, yeah.
As the landmark number of 7 billion is reached, it can seem that humans are speeding out of control, that this number is a threat, that our recognisable lives are being overtaken, and that we can't keep up with the pace of population growth. But there is one country where they yearn for more people, not less, and it's here in Australia, where natural population growth and managed immigration are applauded, not feared. Professor Nick Parr from Macquarie University is a demographic expert, and he says more population doesn't always equate with greater pressures.
There is no simple magic number in terms of a best population, an optimum population. One has to answer all sorts of philosophical questions in relation to that. The best population, when? Is it just about the well-being of people that are here and now? Or do we factor in the well-being of generations as yet unborn? In the case of Australia, should we factor in the well-being of migrants who are yet to arrive in this country? So we have to consider when we are the best population applies, and also What does it mean, the best population? It's a very subjective concept.
How will Australians view having 7 billion people on Earth?
Yes, I think Australians will be much more relaxed about the prospect of population growth domestically than most other countries around the world.
I can't believe it. It's amazing. She's just perfect.
Well, back here in the maternity unit, grandparents Gillian and Dennis are sharing in the joy of the new arrival. Any fears about their granddaughter's entry into a crowded world are being set aside in a moment of elation.
I believe that the world will sort itself out anyway. And it'll eventually sort itself out. There won't be too many people.
Australia has its congested areas and concerns about food security, climate change and other matters like that. But it's one of those places that also embraces the future. 7 billion people. A special moment for Alice and her parents. An historic one for the planet.
That's Duncan Kennedy reporting for our partner, the BBC.
Well, there's nothing scary about cute little babies, of course, but you got to wonder what possessed the United Nations to do this 7 billion thing on Halloween. I mean, the size of the number, if that doesn't scare you, what about being a really small fish in this really big pond called humanity? Hey, what's scarier than 7 billion people? How about 5 kids of your own? Mine are all ready for Halloween tonight. Are you? Lots of you joined our discussion of the scariest movie you ever saw or the first time you really got spooked.
John from Danielson, Connecticut. The scariest movie I can remember was Children of the Corn. Something about having young kids taking over a town and killing everybody that just freaks you out. Bye.
And it's like The Wicker Man, another one of those freaky movies. It didn't quite make sense.
A lot of people are scared of freaky kids.
And scared of wicker, you know. One of our listeners who called 877-8-MY-TAKE, keep sharing your movie picks. We'll hear them all morning long.
This is Bill from Ipswich, and my favorite horror movie is also The Exorcist, but I've never seen it. But the reason it's my favorite movie was my girlfriend went out with another guy, and he took her to see The Exorcist. And then when she got home, she was so scared that she called me and asked if I would come over. So I did. And, well, we've been married 36 years this month. I've never seen it, but it's my favorite horror movie.
That's perfect. Hey, Bill from Ipswich. That sounds like a great horror movie title. Give us your call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Just tell him his name should be a horror movie?
Bill from Ipswich.